All right, look at chapter 13, verse 1. And I stood upon the sand of the sea, and I saw a beast rise up out of the sea, having 7 heads and 10 horns, and upon his horns 10 crowns. We know what the crowns are, and upon his heads the names of blasphemy. The beast which I saw was like a leopard, and his feet were as the feet of a bear, and his mouth as the mouth of a lion. And the dragon gave him his power and his great strength and authority. You see the reverse. Here, he said he's like a leopard and a bear and a lion. It's in the reverse position as Daniel saw it in chapter 7. But Daniel's over here looking down the corridors of time. He sees the lion, the bear, the leopard, and the fierce beast. We're over here, John the Revelator, 95 AD, is looking back the other way. He sees what Daniel saw from the other side, the leopard, the bear, and the lion. It's the same thing, the Gentile world. Antichrist is going to be a Gentile. He is going to come out of the Gentile world powers, the revived Roman Empire. It tells us in chapter 7, the 10 horns come together and the little horn comes out. Well, how in the world would Jews accept a Gentile as their Messiah? Well, I can ask the question, why haven't they accepted Jesus as their Messiah? I mean, all the evidence is there. But let me tell you what 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 8 and following says. And when the Antichrist shall be on the scene, all those who rejected the love of the truth, this goes to Gentiles too, but all those who have rejected the love of the truth, that's the gospel, that they might be saved, God shall send them a strong delusion that they should believe the lie. And so these Jews accepting a Gentile as their Messiah are influenced by satanic lies because God sends a strong delusion, blinds their eyes, and they accept a Gentile Messiah. The Word of God says he comes out of the Gentile world. That just goes to show how false he is. A false Messiah, the Antichrist. Look what it says there in verse 2, the last part of verse 2, and the dragon shall give him his power and his seat and his great authority. He could stand up today with unbelievable power because Satan is going to energize him. Look what it says in verse 3. Verse 3, and I saw one of his heads, as it were, wounded to the death. Now, as it were, that's used 8 times in the book of Revelation. What it means, it's a phrase that says, it seems to be, but not really. He's not dead. The Antichrist is not an individual who has died and will be resurrected. Satan, what did he say to Satan when he was dealing with Job? You can do everything except take his life. Now, in Revelation, in the tribulation period, the 7-year period of terrible judgment, God will allow Satan to take life. But never any place in the Bible can you show me where God allows Satan to give life to something already dead. The individual, the body who will be energized by Satan will be an individual recognizable to the world. And we will think he's dead. Could even be a vegetable. Vegetable meaning brain not operative, heart still pumping. Energized by Satan standing up as if he had resurrected from the dead. Because Satan will heal him. Do you hear what I just said? Satan has the capabilities of healing. And I think some of the healing going on today is satanic. You look at Matthew 24, Jesus Christ said the number one sign of me coming back, signs, wonders, and miracles. Verse 5, verse 11, verse 24. You look at 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 sometime where it says when Antichrist comes, he will use signs, wonders, and miracles. Revelation chapter 13, verse 11 and following, the false prophet uses signs, wonders, and miracles. He calls fire out of heaven. I've never seen any of these miracle workers do that. Chapter 16, verses 13 to 16. They get all the armies of the world to gather at Jerusalem for the beginning of the Battle of Armageddon by doing what? Using signs, wonders, and miracles. Number one evidence of the soon coming of Antichrist are signs, wonders, and miracles happening in the so-called Christian church. You say, oh, Jimmy, don't you think God can do signs, wonders, and miracles? I sure do. He can do anything he wants to. You know, I know two things for sure. One is there's an almighty, pure, perfect, holy God. I know that for sure. You know the second thing I know for sure? I am not him. And my wife can confirm that as well. But I want to tell you something, folks. These people that stand up on so-called Christian television, God, you got to do this. God doesn't have to do anything. If God has to follow my command, he's no longer God. I'm God. Some of these television evangelists that some of you are probably supporting. Excuse me, I'm sorry. Quit teaching, taught, preach, started preaching. Listen, signs, wonders, and miracles, the evidence of the soon coming of the Antichrist. There's so much more, I don't have time. Get back over to the book of Daniel. All right, so the first ingredient in that 7-year period of time, a tyrant, the Antichrist.